Caspian Sea State today agreed not to let a third country use their soil for an attack on any of them. The five-state summit meeting took place in the Iranian capital, Tehran, and included Russian President Vladimir Putin on the first visit to Iran by a Russian president in over 60 years. Iran is currently embroiled in a dispute with the United Nations Security Council and the larger international community over its nuclear program. Professor of National Security Studies at the Marshall Center in Germany, Robert Brannan, told us the summit is an opportunity for Russia to encourage Iran to be more transparent in its dealings.
I believe that one of the fuzziest issues has to do with Iran's membership as a signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iran is still a member of the NPT, and that said, they have every right to develop peaceful, commercial nuclear power. It doesn't take, pardon the pun, a rocket scientist to figure out that Iran appears to be intent on amassing a great deal more highly enriched uranium than it could possibly use even to construct 1,000 civilian commercial nuclear power plants. I think that were Russia to take advantage of this summit to address that issue and encourage Iran to be more transparent and more forthcoming with regards to its intentions, what could it possibly be doing with that much highly enriched uranium? Then that would be helpful. It would truly be helpful in the dialogue. So I'm certainly hopeful that that comes up and that President Putin is able to elicit some sort of comment from his counterpart, Ahmadinejad, along the lines of clarifying Iran's intentions.